Nobody loves me right now except for like my mom, and she has to. Oh, she has no choice. Even if I was fat and ugly,
we love you. And I just have we love you.
Nobody loves me, and I'm never gonna have another boyfriend again. Sarah, nobody wants to be my boyfriend except the losers, and I don't want to date a loser. So I'm just gonna be single forever, and I'll just have to be rich on my own.
But
I'll be skinny
that.
Because I'm just going to starve myself to be that way, and then maybe somebody will love me. And if not, then I'll just be skinny, and I could wear a bikini on the beach and not feel fat.
Okay.
And I'm going to have perfect skin, so I'm going to have, like, some sort of, like, laser microdermabrasion.
And what's the
something else. I don't
you're
know.
You're perfect the way you are.
No, the lipo, whatever.
If I was perfect the way I am, then somebody would love me.
Stop.
Nobody does.
No, they're not good enough for you. They're not good enough for you.
No, because I feel like so many people have betrayed me and just, like, fucked me over. So, obviously,
Sarah,
there's something wrong with me. No, because,
seriously,
I feel like every year it's going to be an easier year. And this year was seriously the shittiest year of my life.
If I could pick a shittier year, it would be this year.
Tell us the next story.
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you guys
I don't care about that.
No, we're
going to
walk. Are we
going to
walk, Sarah, or are we going to ride?
Yeah, no, we're walking.
We'll walk.
Okay.
Tell Jeremy I said hi.
Oh, Sarah, you're perfect.
I'll call you.
The girls are so
we're
going to
make
no.
chicken
Sarah?
Legs.
Girls are jealous
fried
of
chicken.
You. And guys
they're
are
not.
Yes, they are. Stop it.
They're
you have,
not.
You have
Tina,
style. You have huge boobs.
No,
you have style, you have taste,
I'm
you're
fat.
Classy, no, you're beautiful.
No, obviously people think that because they
please
don't want to
be
my friend and they don't
please
like me.
Please,
no, I'm going to
cry,
I'm probably going to cry.
Don't be so, we love you. I'll call you tomorrow,
I love you
okay?
Too. Okay?
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't be so
fat. But I
you
am,
have,
I'm really depressed.
You don't need a guy to make you feel good.
No, I don't need a guy, but I need friends who aren't going to fucking betray me. And
I'm
like,
not going to, you know
I
that. Paul's not going to.
I know
to.
You're not going to, but it's like, I actually had somebody promise they weren't going to betray
okay,
me, and they
okay,
were like,
Sarah,
my best friend in the whole world. Yeah. They did.
Sorry, you had too much peach teeny.
Get
it
over
really
her. She's
still
a fucking
hurts
bitch.
My feelings, though. She never tried to apologize. And I would never do that to somebody. I'm not trying to cry, but it really hurts my feelings still.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, I think you're going to be okay. No, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I know. It's just...
You're some fucking idiots.
I try not to show it, but it really, really, really hurts my feelings.
It was so scary. It's only freaking Puerto Ricans that time, too. It was totally scary as hell.
Like, I can deal with a broken heart, but I can't deal with a best friend betraying me. I just can't.
Oh, my God.
This only happened once, and my car got stabbed.
Okay.
I was too scared.
Let's go. I'll call you. Bye.
Hey.
Oh,
it hurts my feelings still. Like, honestly, I would never cry about the Nick thing anymore. I wouldn't, because guys I know aren't that important, but friends are, and I would never betray a friend like that. I just wouldn't.